Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast and this is episode 52. I'm titling this Richard's Top 5 Favourite Herbs. And it's the 15th of February 2016. Now as you can gather from the title, I'm going to be talking a bit about my favourite herbs, my five favourite herbs that I like to grow. Reason I'm doing that is I haven't got much to talk about. But let's get on with the updates first. Plot 128B popped down during the week. Now I haven't released a video as of yet, but I will get it up there very, very soon. And one of the first things you'll see in the video is the shed flattened. Got knocked down in the storm imaging. I was gutted, to say the least. Absolutely gutted. I managed to sort of rebuild it. It was still quite flimsy, but it was sort of there. And then that was on Tuesday, Wednesday, I think. Over the weekend, I popped down there and managed to secure it a bit tighter and get it a lot stronger and a bit more watertight. I've got a few more beams to add in just to make it a bit stronger, and I'm in two minds about whether or not to redo the roof again. So I'm just in thoughts on that, really. Now, apart from that, I've just really started clearing more of the raspberry bed and getting that ready. The shed kind of took priority because a shed really, I felt, really helps get the things going. At home, just been really watering and putting seeds on. Not putting any more seeds on, just watering and growing things on. I was away this weekend, just had a weekend away with my wife, so that's why not much has really happened. You know, I'm 3 minutes in and I'm close to wrapping up the updates. Storm imaging didn't really hit anything, nothing was damaged, nothing at home, just pots blowing around. All I've really done is got the chicken coop ready for the chickens and just been watering seedlings. I'll be getting those sorted out a bit more soon and sowing more seeds. So, my top favourite herbs for growing and why. My first one, now these are in no particular order, but my first one is rosemary. I love growing rosemary. It's so easy and to grow. Just get a decent a plant and water it every now and then, and it pretty much looks after itself. Why is it my favourite? Is down to two things. Firstly, I use rosemary quite a bit in the kitchen, so for that reason, I had to grow it, especially with lamb dishes. It just really, that fragrant rosemary gets into the lamb, and I love it for that. Another thing I like to do is if I'm cooking steak, I would get a twig of rosemary and some olive oil, and I just brush the steak with the rosemary olive oil. And repeat that while I'm cooking it. It's just a really, really good, nice way of getting a bit more flavour into something as simple as steak. And the other reason why it's my favourite is that it's so easy to propagate. Yeah, when I moved into this house, I had a rosemary, very good looking rosemary bush growing here. And I took some cuttings, about 15, and every single one of them has taken. It's that easy. It's not the first time I've done it. It certainly won't be the last. But it really is that easy to propagate from. I've never grown them from seed, but why would you need to? My second favourite one, and this is one I talk quite a bit about, is my saffron. I love growing saffron. I bought some saffron crocus bulbs a couple of years back, and each year I've been getting a saffron. Now, not a huge amount, I have to admit, but bulbs have multiplied so much, and I think they've become overcrowded and they need feeding and stuff. So hopefully this year I will get a better crop on saffron. And that's my favourite, just because I use saffron quite a bit in the kitchen again. it's paella quite often. We have paella and we use it quite a bit in that. And various other things. It's also a very expensive herbal spice. I guess it's more spice than a herb, but anyway. It's one of the most expensive herbs to buy in the shops. So growing it, I've had my money's back from the bulbs, or for what I paid for the bulbs already. So for that, it was worthwhile. Now the next one on my list. Now again, I'm not sure if this really comes into the category of herb, but I think it does. And it is garlic. Now, I grow garlic every year, as you know, and I grow several bulbs of it. Again, it's very easy, just like the previous two. Very easy. I plant in the autumn. It grows during the winter. Just makes the plot look like something's growing. And I harvest these wonderful bulbs that last quite a while, just as long as they're dried treated well when they're harvested, and they last. I'm still using them now, and again I use them hell of a lot in cooking. One of my pretty much every dish I throw some garlic in it, really just crush it straight into the pan with some olive onions and whatever I'm doing. And the varieties out there that exist and the full availability, it's just why I prefer to grow them than what you buy in a shop, because they far outstrip anything. Again, they're very easy to grow. I've said that before. I just can't reiterate how easy they are to grow. So my next favourite herb is, it's not, probably not very imaginative, but it's mint. Easy to grow. Anybody can grow mint. Just a pot, give it some water with some mint plants, and off it goes. Now it does grow rather rapidly and spread quite rapidly, which is why I always grow it in a pot. And there are millions and millions and millions of different types of mint out there, so you're spoilt for choice. Which is why mint is one of my favourites, because there are so many different ones. You know, you've got garden mint, spearmint, peppermint, Moroccan mint, lemon mint, chocolate mint, pineapple mint. Each with have little hints of what they are, their flavouring's meant to be. So, I've got, I they're my favourite because, again, they're easy to grow and they're easy to propagate. When they spread, if you just want a bit, you know, set up another plant, you just dig a bit of root out, throw it in a pot and grow it. As long as you look after it, it'll grow. So, quite, and And the varieties, millions of varieties, you can grow quite a few different types. And you could then use them for something like mint teas. So if you take peppermint, for example, you just pick a few leaves of peppermint and put it into a teapot of some kind and let it steep, pour over hot water and let it steep for a few minutes, and then drink, pour it away, or pour into a cup or mug, and sieve it, of course, just to make sure nothing goes in, and Bob's your uncle, you've got a peppermint tea. Moroccan mint is very good for that too, which is why I grow Moroccan mint. And another thing I like to do with peas is, is to make minted peas. And again, that's simple, just a bowl of peas, a pan of peas on the boil with some mint in, and the peas just get that bit of mint coming through. Very nice, very lovely, and very tasty. Now my fifth herb, and my last one, horseradish. Quite simple, Horseradish does grow in the wild, so you don't really need to grow it if you know what you're looking for. But I like to grow it, and it basically you can grow it as a perennial if you like. It's you when you harvest, you basically harvest the roots. And when you dig them out, you're bound to snap a few, and those will re-sprout and grow more for next year. I've just started two new two buckets of horseradish, and I'll probably leave those a couple of years, one for at home and one for early allotment. But they'll grow it back every year. And again, horseradish, when you harvest it in sort of October time, I like to grate it and then stick it in the freezer. The only trouble with grating it is that this makes your eyes sting worse than onions. I mean, it really is quite severe. So you might want to wear goggles or something when doing it. I prefer to use a food processor and just stick it in the top and grate it. And off it goes. It lives in the freezer, and then if I'm having, let's say, roast beef, I can just sprinkle the grated horseradish over the roast beef, and it works. Very simple and very effective. Horseradish isn't everyone's cup of tea, but it's definitely one of mine. Again, it's easy to grow. I mean, it grows in the wild in the UK, so that says it's very easy to grow. Doesn't really need much caring for. Just watering when it's dry, keeping the weeds at bay, and so on. Horseradish sauce is obviously a preserve you could probably make from it. The recipes I've seen for it don't really seem to be a preserve as such, so I'm on the lookout of a horseradish sauce that is a preserve. So that's my five favourite herbs for growing. I hope you find that informative. It's a bit of a short podcast this week, I'm afraid, because I've not got much to talk about, and I've only just got in from work, so I'm a bit behind with everything as well. But next week I'll be making a full size one again, and hopefully I'll get this video out tonight so you can actually see the shed, and in the next video in a couple of weeks' time you'll see. See it's recovered. So with that, don't forget, visit the website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, where you can contact me, you'll find a forum, you can leave messages for myself or comment on the podcast, Or if you want to email me directly, it's richard@thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. So again, thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again next week.